This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's 7 after the hour. This is the weekend DJV program, i.e. in this hour, we're going to take all the members of the DJV program, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, take their thoughts and opinions on the big stories of the week. According to the research done by Talkers Magazine, every week they listen to lots of radio programs on lots of stations and get the gist of what it is that's on our minds as listeners and participants in the conversation. There's a people list that has 10 names on it, story list that has 10 things on it. Sometimes, well, most of the time, they're actually related. So I guess when I look at this, sometimes I start at number 10, go to 1, sometimes 1 to 10, and sometimes I pick and choose. I think that the number 10 item this week has some legs, even though the name of Donald Trump does not appear in the top 10 list this week of people, his launching his own media platform has caused some interest, I guess. I don't know. Is it that it's him? Is it that it's a new platform? What do we think about this? I guess, Jay, I'm interested in how much there's a lot of social media bias that people talk about, and you seem to be on top of our list of go-to people for social media trends. So in terms of Trump, anybody, does it take a name? How hard is it to do this, to get something like this started in terms of what you have to have technically to make it work? Because it seems very complicated. It would be very complicated to me anyway.
I guess I'm not understanding the question.
The question is, does Trump starting his own media platform, is that difficult? Is it easy?
Technologically,
and to round up people who will come.
Well, he's not starting his own. He's a partner.
Yeah. On the technological side, it's easy. He's like Victoria said, he's not going to be the one doing it. Other people who know how to do this will. And then on the how well will it actually do side, because it's Trump and he has so many supporters, I think that if and when this actually develops, it's going to be a success amongst his supporters.
Yeah, I don't think there's much question about that. It just, I don't know, we've got so much social media now, how much more do you need? Or is he just not visible on anything else?
Well,
or
I think he's not allowed to be on anything.
Well, and that's the point, is if these things are supposed to be considered like vessels of free speech, even though they're private businesses, why are they limiting the speech of mostly conservatives? I mean, you have Louis Farrakhan, who is directly linked to the attack on the Capitol this week, who says very hateful things, who is a racist, he is a bigot, and as someone that it was one of his followers, was inspired by him to drive through the Capitol, yet he is still on social media, and Donald Trump is not. So I think there's a very different level of what's acceptable and what's not. It's very political. And so what's the alternative for conservatives if they're getting blocked all the time for no good reason? Because I have a lot of friends. I myself have had stuff flagged for no good reason. And, you know, where do we go? What do we do? How do we talk to other people? That's, I think, one of the things that half the country is worried about.
Wicket. Yeah, it's a sticky wicket for sure. I mean, Trump is the worst guy to come along in a long time. You mentioned Louis Farrakhan, who is no good under any stretch of anybody's measurement, as far as I'm concerned, and that's a great question that you ask, frankly. Speaking of being no good, number 9 on the story list is the focus on Matt Gaetz and Andrew Cuomo. Cuomo may be happy that Gaetz came along to take him off the front page.
Could be.
Much
I don't know. Cuomo had the accuser who still is anonymous. So the only one, there's 9 of them, I think, and the one who we don't know her name is the one who has the Albany police investigating this. And she came out and gave an interview to someone describing how he summoned her to the governor's mansion And as soon as she walked inside the door, he slammed the door and locked it, according to her accounts. And then it immediately kind of got too close to her, and she said all she could see was his big hand coming at her, and he started groping her underneath her shirt. And he called her over for just in the name of helping him with his cell phone or his mobile device, whatever it was. So the heat, for a while, the story had disappeared on Andrew Cuomo. It was also revealed this week in the nursing home scandal that he faces. Remember he said that he gave one number about how many nursing home deaths were like linked to the policies of him putting COVID positive people into nursing homes. And he's not alone, by the way. The reason that they're bearing this story with sexual allegations is because the governor of New Jersey did the same thing. The governor of Michigan and the governor of Pennsylvania all did the same thing that Cuomo did, putting COVID positive people into nursing homes, which killed a large number of senior citizens.
Too. Yeah, a lot of states did this.
So they're trying to cover that up because they don't want that to be the storyline.
Yeah, but why is he singled out? Why aren't the rest
of them? Because he lied about the numbers. This is the problem.
What about the rest of them?
I don't know if they lied about the numbers.
Murphy in Jersey, where I am, he's not accused of lying about the numbers. He's being all of these governors who had COVID patients in nursing home facilities. They're all being taken to task as to why they did that.
A dumb move.
But Cuomo is the one, I guess, who either he lied or authorized Dr. Zucker, who is the health commissioner of New York. He's the one who's really kind of the focus right now. The New York Post has a whole big expose on it. So he's kind of the one who's taking the heat. But ultimately, you know, the buck stops with Cuomo. I mean, that's the governor. And so
part of it is that, you know, Cuomo said, well, I didn't know all of these extra people died. Well, now this week what came out is that he did know that his office had an accurate count of how many people were dying because of this. And they just chose not to share it with the federal government. And they didn't have to. You know, here's where I'll stick up, and I don't do it often for Washington State or New Jersey or Pennsylvania. New York had a Navy ship sitting there waiting to take patients. They had the Javits Center waiting to take patients.
But that was after, though, unfortunately.
It really wasn't. Look at the timeline.
That started after. Those people were already in nursing home facilities, whether they were dying or...
They had the resources.
But the timing, there isn't a lot of crossover there. Cuomo is not in the right here at all. I'm not defending him. I'm just saying the timeline of that, when the comfort ship arrived in New York.
It was there in April.
Yeah, but these people were in March. These people were already in nursing homes. They were already
Let me move the conversation along by asking a question with regard to this $1.9 trillion spending bill supposedly to help people through COVID. Is it true or not true that the federal government is going to be sending families of people who died from COVID $9,000? Do we have confirmation of that?
In New York, that's to pay for funeral costs. There is a part of that. And AOC, for her district, that was something that she and Chuck Schumer worked on together as part of that bill.
So just going to her district?
Well, no, but in New York was a big push for that because there are literally, this is so horrible, but there are thousands and thousands of deceased people who their families can't afford to claim their bodies. And so the part of that COVID relief bill is basically just to cover funeral costs. It's not like it's a payout to families.
No.
It's covering funeral costs.
There's a lot of question, though, on whether a lot of these people who were supposedly victims of COVID really were. The $2,000 bounty that hospitals got for everybody that they certified died from COVID, there's a real question there about whether that's all true or not. All right, before we leave number nine, I want to go. There's no reason or way that we can give Matt Gaetz a pass here, but I'm wondering if...
Oh, things have gotten worse for him.
Well, apparently...
he doesn't know how to use Venmo.
Is there a plea deal that's been offered to him?
No, not him yet, but the guy that he paid money to sex traffic, he's that guy, Greenberg. He just copped a plea,
He was in trouble for other stuff. He held a position in Florida, and so this is what I think it's getting conflated. That's what they're working on with the plea deal. But in exchange, I think he's giving information about this case. Now, again, I think from everything I've read, it's still stemming from this alleged 17-year-old girl that they paid $900 to travel someplace to the islands or something like that. Matt Gaetz says that this girl doesn't exist, but if there's evidence, I mean, there has to be a travel log somewhere that could prove whether or not who's telling the truth here. I mean, this doesn't seem like it would be brain surgery to figure out if someone, I mean, you have to have records of travel, right? I mean, everybody does.
Right.
So,
unless it's a private jet, and you know, which.
But even then, I think you have to have
picking up the mantle of Jeffrey Epstein very nicely. Yeah. 16 past the hour on the overview of what's going on in talk radio. We call it the Talk Radio Roundup.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to their towels. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without that lotiony feel. When you order the 6-piece set, you'll get 2 hand and 2 bath towels, as well as 2 washcloths, plus free shipping. Each 6-piece set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, is machine washable and durable, and comes with a 10-year warranty. If for any reason you're unsatisfied, MyPillow will offer you a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com right now to learn more. And right now, you can get 2 6-piece sets of MyPillow towels for 1 low price and free shipping. Just use promo code DJV, that's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for 2 6-piece towel sets for 1 low price and free shipping. On checkout, DJV at MyPillow.com.
Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal, a safe way for your customers to pay. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take 2 tomatoes and a cucumber,
poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber, signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Touch-free QR code payments. Shop safe with PayPal.
Eighteen after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jake Kirshner, Doug Steffen. The people list does not include the name of Prince Philip, but probably would if we weren't doing this toward the end of the week. This is a week-long overview, but as we get to the week end of the week and the weekend, a big conversation will be about the passing of Prince Philip in England, who has passed. What was he? 98, I think, right?
No, 99.
And it was something, I mean, he's not been in good health. Wasn't he in the hospital for 2 weeks, just a month or so ago?
Yeah. He had been in and out for a while, and it was like he just bounced back. Remember, he was in the hospital, everybody thought he was gone, and then he was out there driving the car around. And I don't know. Gotta love that spirit to keep going.
Yeah, well, he had a very interesting life for sure. So the question that you were asking off the air, this is probably a trending question for social media as well. Should Prince Harry go back, and will he go back?
Will he, yeah.
Will he for this funeral? Why wouldn't he? He was close to his grandparents. I don't see why wouldn't he do that?
Will he be welcome, though? I mean, a lot of it will be distraction, all of this stuff. Nah. Well, the royal family cares.
Are they that small-minded?
That.
I guess, yeah, well, some of them are.
But as we've learned from that interview, the firm, as they call it, you know, the whole machine, it's not even necessarily the family members themselves. It's the staff and it's everybody around them. It's a PR machine. And so, it'll be, I don't think he would be barred from his grandfather's funeral. He made it pretty clear he has no issues with his grandparents at all. I think Prince Charles is really the one that, you know, he has the issues with, and I think Prince William is kind of stuck in the middle.
Well, and if they are kept out, that's going to be a whole nother round of really bad press for the palace that they don't want anyway.
Right.
Well, but how do they control, they don't seem to be able to control the narrative, or at least they haven't. To this point, very well. They all look like they're blackguards. They all look like they aren't really very progressive and that they don't like...
Right, so keeping them out would be worse.
Yeah, right. So, at any rate, the passing... What a colorful, interesting life. Although, the other side of it is, one wonders whether he was cooped up and kept as the husband of the Queen could he do what he, if he wasn't married to the Queen, would his life have been different? Interesting thing to speculate on, but you can't go there because he was. 21 after the hour.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Okay, we're back at 23 after the hour. This is the DJV overview, what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Jay Kirshner is in charge of social media, and there are a lot of things that are on the edge, if you will, of a conversation that is, didn't make it quite into the top 10, but there are a lot of people talking about it. For example, Netflix landing the streaming rights to the Spider-Man movies and other movies, Jumanji. So this means that they're not going to be in theaters, it's going to be on Netflix? Is that what
no,
this means,
No, they will.
Jay?
So Sony doesn't have their own streaming service. And once these, so that's why Netflix bought the rights for the domestic streaming rights. And these will stream after they have been in theaters and they have done their at-home release.
Where did they go prior to this?
The,
where did all these things from Sony go heretofore before this deal with Netflix? They have a different place.
I feel like they went to the movie channels like HBO and stuff, and or not ABC Plus, Disney Plus. They've gone to those because Marvel is big with the Disney universe, but Spider-Man is Sony. So Netflix has the exclusive rights. A lot of these movies you can find either on Netflix and Hulu, Amazon Prime, but for Sony, Netflix is like, nope, we are the one and only. So after the on-demand viewing at home and the theatrical release, they'll go strictly to Netflix for streaming. You can't find them anywhere else.
Another trending story is this, the former NFL player who killed 5 people in South Carolina, including himself. That's part of, I think, well, that's another one of these things that's close to the top. I think a lot of people are talking about this. Frankly, and whether or not it was the fact, his family says he went crazy after he played football, and it's easy to blame football, but the other side of it is it's easy to understand why it could be that that affected his brain. So there's a lot of information about this guy and what he's been doing. He's a fairly young guy, right?
And some of his former teammates said that he was in the process of opening a yogurt shop. There were a lot of things that he had been talking about, not just what he was going to do in his future, but, like, the future was now. Here were things that he was actually doing and going forwards with. And the York County Sheriff, Sheriff Tolson, had said that right now, just none of it makes sense to any of them.
All right, next up here, in terms of what is all over social media, trending items, the Derek Chauvin case. Certainly, the experts say that George Floyd died of a lack of oxygen. So how's this playing out, Jay?
Well, yeah, it's the question of the lack of oxygen. Was it drug-induced? Was it the knee to the neck-induced? The medical expert is saying even the healthiest of a person having a knee to their neck for that length of time without any let-up would have suffocated as well.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm surprised at? That in terms of what's trending, there isn't more focus on COVID. There certainly was. Is it just old hat? Is it because so many people have... You know, there's even though it's
a, it's been a way too long a time.
And there are still people denouncing it because they don't know anybody who personally was affected by it.
Denouncing what? The focus on it? Or
no, that it's even a real
exists.
Pandemic.
Oh, well, I'd be one. I mean, I denounce not the fact that it was there or that it's a reality, but the way we responded to it, I think, was completely irresponsible because the toll it's taken has been far greater. I don't know how you value a life, but the way that this was handled economically in comparison to other circumstances that have existed that were similar, no one can quite explain to me how it is that we did what we did and actually got away with it. That is, where did all of this start? Did it start in the news media? Did it start with politicians? The fear and the way that we handle it, like, it seemed all of a sudden we lost control of our lives.
Yeah, and just how politicized it really even got.
Yeah, and it was exactly what I am a firm believer that this all started. The Chinese government was responsible for what went on in that laboratory. I think last week we were talking here on this program about how the World Health Organization whitewashed it and the rest of the world said, hey, not so fast. So it'll be interesting to see what comes out of further exploration into what we all know.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is urging other countries to support a global minimum tax rate for corporations, saying it's crucial for funding President Biden's American job plan. The Biden administration proposes substantial tax increases on U.S. corporations to pay for the $2.3 trillion plan. National Association of Manufacturers President and CEO Jay Timmons said in a statement Thursday, increasing the tax burden on companies in America means fewer American jobs. 1 million jobs would be lost in the first 2 years, to be exact. End quote. Texas Governor Republican Greg Abbott on Friday publicly denounced the Biden administration's planned actions on gun control and called for legislation to make Texas a Second Amendment sanctuary state. On Tuesday, Arizona Governor Doug Ducey's signing of legislation is banning law enforcement from enforcing federal gun control laws that infringe upon the Second Amendment. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
As the border crisis continues to deteriorate, sheriffs across America are alerting the president his policies are undermining the safety of American citizens. Wyatt Cox from the USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Nearly 300 sheriffs across the country are urging President Biden to secure the southern border and take more action against illegal immigration. A letter to the president, the officers claim the president intentionally undermining the agencies and their efforts to enforce the law. Among those who signed the letter, Bristol County, Massachusetts Sheriff Thomas M. Hodgson, who spoke to Fox and Friends.
The open borders don't work, and they're exposing our citizens to more transnational gangs, the violence in our communities, more drugs pouring into our communities, sex and human trafficking out of control, and now national security threats. And so we want the people of this nation, along with the sheriffs, to mobilize and let the president know that it's not okay to put his politics, and this is a reckless effort on his part, to put his politics before the safety and security of the people of this nation and our efforts to keep our promise and our oath to keep them safe.
The sheriff's asking the president to act now to change course before public safety resources become overwhelmed.
According to the National Sheriffs Association, there are 3,081 sheriff's offices in America as of 2015. NASCAR is under the lights Saturday night in Martinsville, Virginia, 7:30 p.m. on FS1 and Motor Racing Network. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Four after the hour now, we're going over the charts for the week of April 5th to the 9th. The talk radio review, a roundup of our thoughts from the DJV show's perspective. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Number 8 is the focus on the investigation of what happened at the Capitol. Jennifer, I don't want to let this go. I think there's a few more minutes, or at least a few more items in here. Louis Farrakhan and his involvement in what the most recent episode was. You said something, and I do wonder sometimes about our is it priorities when it comes to examining people, and how it is that this guy has gotten away in terms of the public forum with the kind of stuff, the grievous stuff.
The Ayatollah still has a Twitter profile. I mean, it's like, I don't know. It just seems that when we talk, and we did earlier in the show about how Trump is building a new, or he's going to put his name on a new social media platform that's going to be about promoting free speech. And it's because the social media companies are in this really weird gray area. I've said it before, where they are they're private companies, but they are acting like a utility. And so they have the right to bar whoever they want, but people also have the right to question it. Louis Farrakhan has a profile on Twitter and Facebook. He is a known racist. He's a bigot. And he inspired the attack that happened, it feels like 10 years ago, but last Friday at the United States Capitol, where this guy, whether for mental illness or head injury, traumas, whatever he had, he was radicalized, and he was a big believer, a follower of Louis Farrakhan, thinking he's
the Messiah. He wasn't allowed in the group. Yeah, but it's interesting, though, because this is kind of in the same gray area as you know, the Capitol insurrection, where, you know, some people say they were inspired by Trump's words, and you know, Trump has not had culpability for this. The Nation of Islam put out a statement saying that this guy tried to be a member, but was never a member. And so this was sort of like, well, who's actually to blame then? If you're going to give Trump, a pass and say didn't inspire it,
but
then you have to
hold
kind
on
of,
just a second.
I'm no fan of Louis Farrakhan. I'm just saying.
No,
you know,
let me throw it. But I think Jennifer makes a good point when she says Farrakhan has still a presence on social media, but Trump doesn't.
Right.
I think that's,
well, that's a separate
much
issue, and I agree with Jen.
But that's
ridiculous.
The issue that I'm making, because here's the thing. The guy who went out and shot up the baseball game, no one blamed Bernie Sanders. I don't think people should blame Trump for the same thing. My point is two separate things. Whatever inspired this guy, that's one thing, but Twitter reacted in one way to Trump, and they reacted in another way to Louis Farrakhan. Mm-hmm. It's not about who I personally hold accountable, because I believe in personal accountability. I think people, there are a lot of bad circumstances that people live with every single day, and not everybody picks up a gun, not everybody picks up a knife, not everybody gets in their car. So I think it's a line of demarcation. It's how the social media companies deal with that. So
right.
In any
moving
case, this guy, well, no, he drove into, but you want to tell the story, he drove into the barricades at the Capitol, came out, pulled a knife, killed a U.S. Capitol policeman by running his car into them, and then he was shot and killed himself.
Sure. Right. Yeah. Okay, number seven, the situation on the border, which in my mind ought to be further up the list. There's so many other things here. Does this conversation get lost now because we're so focused on other things like gun control and race relations in general? Why isn't immigration and race relations more or less the same thing? Isn't it kind of the same thing in a manner of speaking?
Race relations with American citizens versus people who are trying to come in to
people who come into the
that's
country.
That's disrespectful to American black citizens and brown citizens.
The reason that it should
be disrespectful, according to
The reason I think it should be is
I think it's disrespectful to put them in the same category.
The people who come into the country illegally are taking the jobs from minority Americans. That's my point, and that it
well,
has
that's
been
an un- that's an employment that's an unemployment issue. Then that's not race relations slash the border.
Well, I think it's
that's
about
what
the
Doug
situation
is trying to put it all into the same.
Yeah,
I'm saying that the Latins are being people from Latin America are being there's a lot of prejudice that's being that has been and continues to be, at least in my neck of the woods. People's attitude toward Latins, Latinos, Latinas, who are taking jobs, getting jobs, come to this country, don't speak the language, they seem to be coddled. There's a lot of resentment, frankly.
That's why
them.
A lot of people in the black and brown communities do not support illegal immigration, because they take away, I mean, all of the benefits that were set up in this country for minority groups, specifically for black Americans, are taken away by people who come into the country legally.
Of all of the issues
let's
that
get
we
to
confront.
The bigger issue, because this is so heartbreaking and heart-wrenching, and it should be at the top of the list. I mean, if we're going to spend time talking about Andrew Cuomo and Matt Gaetz, we need to be talking about this story, and that is that there are girls who are coming into this country and who are being raped and sexually abused. I don't know if you guys... You know, I was appalled yesterday to do my little game of who's talking about what on cable news. And MSNBC was talking about Matt Gaetz, and CNN was talking about infrastructure. And there were girls that were featured on this. It's hard to even talk about. There were girls that were featured on this story on Fox News yesterday. And a couple of people who were members of Congress went to the border to do a tour. And they met up with this group of girls who couldn't even speak because their voices were gone, and they were asked about that. They were raped in the middle of the desert, and they were screaming so loud for help that they still cannot talk, and it's been like a week or two that they've been in custody. In San Antonio, the Coliseum.
It's a blight on our country. It's a blight.
How we can let this happen and where and why people, I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican. If you've got women who cannot speak right now because they were screaming for help and no one heard them because they were being, and by the way, this was a group rape. They were being raped over and over and over and over again and nobody came to help them. That's embarrassing for our country. That's an embarrassment. And we should be, I don't know why, how this is allowed to happen. In San Antonio, the convention center is a place that is housing migrant girls. There are stories of, and four legitimate allegations where the person who works there is being named, confirmed. There are stories of malnourishment happening in this facility. The governor of Texas came out, said we're trying to shut it down. The Biden administration will not let anyone in to shut it down. They tried to call Child Protective Services to get these girls who've been victimized in this facility
What's
out.
The point?
Child
why,
Protective
why
Services was turned away.
Well, but why? Why would they
why?
Do that? That's
I don't
the
know.
Question.
Why? Yeah. Is it a bad? Is it, it looks bad?
All right, we got to move
attention?
On.
It's
number
ridiculous.
Six is our relationship with China. I noticed that they've handed death sentences to some of the Muslims who were the penalties for being a Muslim in China. Why aren't they immigrating out of China, I guess, and go to Muslim
they
countries?
They can't leave. They're in
they
concentration camps.
But
why? But why should they? Well, millions, yes. Why should? But why should they leave? They've been there for thousands of years.
There
why? I mean, why should they?
Wouldn't you want
to
get away from it if you could get away from
I'm
it?
I'm just saying that, we, that's
China
the
is not like
isn't...
our country. Or anything, any other country. That's the problem. I mean, whether it's a problem or not, the rest of the world is what. But what I object
where they,
to is the rest of the world had given them a free pass. Go to some country in the Middle East and is basically a Muslim country.
But see, you're making the same argument. It's like saying, you know, we don't want to talk about the horrible conditions that people in South America are dealing with and why they want to come here. And you're saying, well, you know, the Uyghur Muslims should just go somewhere else.
Well,
I mean,
I guess I'm
you're literally making
because,
the same statement out of both sides of your mouth on that
no,
one.
No, I'm not. The whole thing about China and what we're not repressing people to the point where I mean, we're raping and killing people, but I don't know under what auspices. It's certainly
this?
Not
How
the federal
we
government.
How about allow China to have
it?
Concentration camps? I mean, I think that's the solution.
Well, how do
allow
we stop
Germany.
That, though?
We went to war, and we went and we got tough, and nobody wants to talk about that. But everybody's letting China slide. We go back into the World Health
yeah.
Organization.
That's what I. That's what
China
I.
Again.
That's my part.
The world needs
well because
forces.
China's still doing this within their own borders. You know, Hitler tried to take over all of Europe, and that's why we went to war. It wasn't just
but
because of what was going on in Germany.
Does it matter? I mean, we've gone.
Well,
we've gone into.
Do we
want
to go to war? I don't know. I mean,
I don't want to go
to
war.
At some point,
but I want
I
the world
to
know
to take a tough stand
and to be doing something about or having something other than just passive reaction. Even though the countries that have said the Chinese influence on the World Health Organization and they're saying that the virus didn't originate in the Wuhan laboratory and wasn't done on purpose is garbage, and the rest of the world is focused on that. But to bring it back around to us, so the economy is number four this week. Our economy is being shaped by the Chinese, not by us, but it's being shaped. Our economy for 40 years has been shaped by the greed of these huge corporations that have gone to bed with China, and now they're getting it stuck up their keister because the Chinese are in charge. They've got they're cleaning our clocks, and we haven't got
they
the
own
in,
Hollywood.
Apparently insight.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have the insight to if you want to increase taxes to take the Chinese the companies that are doing business with the Chinese to task. By increasing their taxes to 28%, that's a great idea. And then turning around and incentivizing companies that are in China to come back to America, take their taxes and cut them. So why isn't there some leadership?
I think it's almost too late for that. I don't even think it's the factories in China. It's the fact, you know, we focused a lot on Major League Baseball and Coca-Cola this week with the voter rights bill in Georgia and all of this back and forth. It came out. China is. Do you know how much of Coca-Cola is controlled by China? How much of Major League Baseball? The relationship that Major League Baseball has with China. They've infiltrated everything.
Everything.
Forget about pulling out of factories.
Farming. Yeah, yeah, everything.
Yeah, Jen's right. At this point, to just issue a blanket statement of, okay, well, if you do business in China, then we're taxing you 28%. Because every single company, whether they're headquartered here and they make 90% of their parts here in America, there are 10% of stuff that's still made in China. Or if China's on the board.
You can bring it back here.
All the radio stations.
We've
talked about TV and radio stations that China owns or are part owners in. It's like, I mean, it's impossible. It's like
we're
trying to get the microplastics out of the ocean. It's
before
too,
our
the particles
very
are too
eyes.
Small.
I wonder what my grandson is going to live with. And a lot of other people
happy
wonder
I don't
that
have
as
kids,
well.
Honestly.
45
minutes. We've talked
about this a lot. Yeah, all right. We get to a couple of the, we got to talk a little about Derek Chauvin. And I don't know. We've talked enough about COVID. I don't know that we need to get into that. But certainly the trial should be in our focus. And it is next here.
With more people at home due to the pandemic, it's more important than ever to keep small lithium coin batteries away from children. On a mission to help keep families safe, battery brand Duracell and the American Academy of Pediatrics have joined forces to power safely. Bobby Mendez, president of Duracell North America.
Well, in Duracell, we're very proud of be teaming up with the AAP in this shared mission of keeping children safe. And at the heart of the effort is a campaign to raise awareness.
Duracell has also come out with a bitter coating on their most popular lithium coin batteries.
And what this does, it discourages the child from swallowing the battery. So that's really the at the heart of the innovation.
Duracell and the AAP urge all parents, caregivers, and pediatricians to learn more about lithium coin battery safety at Duracell.com or HealthyChildren.org.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. All right, back for a couple of more minutes here. The Derek Chauvin trial, the implications of the trial and what we are learning, the pre-existing conditions, drug use. Doctors say in the testimony this week it looks like they had no impact on what happened to him. There will be people that will argue against that, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But what I've seen here this week is a focus on the police in general, back to those episodes around all around the country and around the world that have brought this to the emotional height that it is. And one wonders what we, there, a lot of talk about police reform, but where is it really taking place? Is it taking place, police reform?
In Los Angeles, and it's not working. They cut the budget of the LAPD.
But see, cutting the budget doesn't fix anything. That's stupid.
Okay, well, that's how
reform.
They are thinking of reform. So $150 million, not working. The crime is spiking in Los Angeles. It's ridiculous right now. And also the new district attorney, George Gascon, who's super progressive, funded by George Soros. Now you've got people, I think I told
what
you guys
mean,
earlier
funded
today.
Funded by George Soros? What does that
he
mean?
Took $2.5 million to run his campaign for L.A. district attorney.
How do you get away with getting that much money from one source?
You can. Yeah. Welcome to politics. So he got it. He used it.
Isn't that illegal?
And he won. Nope. And he has gone in. He's already got a recall underway because he is reclassifying. He's taking away special circumstances. You have a lot of victims who have had gang members kill their family, their kids, and these people are being let out of jail in just a few years because of these policies.
All right. Well, there it is. Some of our thoughts about the big stories this week from Talkers Magazine. Get the list at talkers.com or at djvshow.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
After the hour now, it's time for our weekly visit with the fabulous Nick Miles from OurAutoExpert.com. There's going to be a car shortage. We're going to find out how that will affect you and your life in just a moment.
As the nation begins to reopen and people start moving around again, the demand for Lyft rides is seeing a big increase. In fact, Lyft has released new data illustrating how drivers are busier and earning more money right now than they were pre-pandemic. In the last 2 weeks, Lyft drivers across major cities were earning more than $36 an hour on average, up from $20 an hour on average pre-COVID. And in the busiest markets, like Denver, Philadelphia, Phoenix, and San Diego, drivers are earning more than $40 an hour, some of the highest hourly driver earnings Lyft has ever seen. This is good news for those looking to increase their income while working on their own schedule. Lyft offers drivers reliable earnings with the flexibility of managing their own hours, an array of tools to help them maximize their income, and the support of the Lyft community of passengers and drivers alike. Become a Lyft driver today. Visit Lyft.com/driver.
Doug Steffen here with Nick Miles, the news from the world of cars. I remember, you and I are, well, you're younger than I am, but I remember back in the 60s, turbine power was quite the fascination of car companies, and Ford built this big, the truck sort of looked like a train called Big Red. Did you ever see that? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's famous.
Yeah, and it supposedly, it looked like a road train, but they found it was in a barn someplace, put away for a long time. Everybody forgot it, and somebody found it. And now they're out and about with it. It's a fascinating thing to look at. I think it is, anyway.
Yes. The marvels that they sunk millions of dollars into at the time, probably, and then forgot all about.
Yeah. It really is a very interesting tribute to American technology back then. Now, if we move into a fast forward to the month of April in 2021, where General Motors and Ford, some of the other car companies, are telling their dealers that there's going to be a massive car shortage, basically, once again, at the hands of the Chinese. So what is going on? What do we expect here?
Well, it's all down to that pesky little microchip or the semiconductor. There is going to be a car shortage. It went from bad to worse. So first of all, there was all those pesky, you know, people buying semiconductors for their gaming systems and for their computers because they were staying at home using those. And then what happened is there wasn't enough to go around for the cars. But then there was a semiconductor factory fire. And so that just threw a monkey wrench into everything, and now there isn't enough. So not only did they close things like the Chrysler factory down, but the Dodge factory, and now GM are saying they, and Ford are saying they're closing factories down, and not making vehicles. And so it's going from bad to worse. And we really are going to have a car factory problem.
The demand for cars, new cars now, the demand for different cars, is rising rapidly. You know, I have a friend who owns 14 dealerships here in Massachusetts, and he said that this is, you can already see it in the volume, but he said on the other end, nobody's discounting anymore. If you see ads to discount 0%, this, that, and the other thing, that's going to be, there's some small language, the fine print in there. But he says, we'll sell fewer cars, the margin will be better, and we'll be about the same, but the real impact is on used cars, isn't it? The fact that if you try to find a reasonably priced, like me, looking for a pickup truck, I'm looking for something from 2012 to 2014, and it's like $34,000, $35,000. And when I bought the truck that I have now, the equivalent to it back in 2003, it was half that much.
Right. Well, I'll give you a perfect example. I have a vehicle I paid $37,000 for in 2018, and now the same vehicle with the same mileage is worth $42,000.
Yeah.
And that 3 years later is I could go sell it and make $5,000 profit. Friends of mine who buy 20 cars a week from the auctions to sell at their lots, their used car lots, now can only buy four with the same money. So that's how bad things are. So if you get the chance of buying a new car now for the price you want, buy it. And don't come crying to me because I told you so. That's the deal. Buy a new car now if you get a chance. Yeah, exactly. Right. That's going to be it. Everyone's going to say, well, you never told me. Well, I did.
Yes, you did. Right. Mama said there'd be days like this. There'll be days like this, Mama said.
Yeah.
As much as, the car business is a very interesting. Cars themselves, there's so much of America wrapped around cars that I think is very cool. And there are a lot of cool cars around. Exactly. All right, there's Nick Miles, our friend from rautoexpert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.